听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, we're here gathered together in holy matrimony. Now, actually, we're here to talk about that sacred thing that we call marriage or living together. Let's all introduce ourselves.
Okay, well, I'm Daisy. I'm married and I'm on the verge of divorce.
Hey everybody, my name is Bo, and I am married, and I think the institution of marriage is just great.
My name's Luke. I'm still looking for that special someone to make all my dreams come true.
Hey, I think, I'm Viv, and I think legal is regal, but I don't need it, so I have a perfectly happy relationship with someone, and we don't plan to get married anytime soon, or perhaps never.
That was cool. Hers rhymed. I wish I had thought of that.
Anyways, let's continue on.I'm sure each person agrees that everyone is made a little bit differently. Some people may be suitable for them and some may not be, and you may find the right companion for you during your lifetime, and others find that they may choose to go another path. Now, I'd be curious to find out how you feel about the companion and marriage and all, children and whatever. Go ahead, Luke.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm a bit of an optimist or something, but I think I haven't found her yet, but I believe that there is a girl out there that is just 100% compatible with me, like the 100% perfect girl for me. And I just got to go out there and I got to see the world until I find her. And then, totally, I'm just going to spend the rest of my life with her. There's no questions asked. I'll know it when it's the time.And it's going to be great. And I'm not going to have to worry about anything. I'm going to set myself up with a little piece of farmland, and I'm just going to make babies for the rest of my life.
the three kids and the three-bedroom house, the whole deal.
Well, yeah, to a degree. I just want to drop out. I want to work hard now, and then I want to drop out of society, and I don't want to be part of this rat race anymore. But, I mean, I got to stay interested. I got to stay in the game, and the only way I can do that is just by being in love with someone who I'm 100%on the level with and totally together with. And I have faith that I will find her, hopefully soon.
But what makes you feel that way? I mean, not that you'd find her, but I'm saying, why do you feel the drive or the need to find a companion in your life? And what makes you think that that would be so
well,
nice?
Well, it's kind of empty without it, isn't it? I mean, the whole world is just made up of all these, like, individuals going around trying to find something in common with as many other people as possible and just trying to, like, make a connection, but a whole bunch of really superficial connections, like, I don't know, like, what are your hobbies, what's your job? People join clubs to find people and so they can talk about similar things and so they can sort of have a common ground to start a relationship with.
So, romantic. you don't think that there would be any reason or way, do you think that this will be your lifetime partner? What about divorce? You don't see that in the picture? I mean, do you think that by chance you might end up with the wrong partner? And well, do you believe in, like, perhaps remarriage or finding a second companion if you weren't compatible?
I don't believe that at all. I think everything that's been leading up to my whole life and the relationships I've made with members of the opposite sex, romantically, there's always been something missing. There's been something that's not quite there. It doesn't click on some level.And you have this initial attraction, maybe, but then as you find out more about each other, eventually you become a little bit, the passion fades and stuff, and you don't become that, you're not as into them anymore. But I think that it is possible to just click with somebody so well, and you just realize, you just go along, and the attraction just gets better and better, because as you're discovering things about them, you realize how much they have in common with you. But it's a very rare thing. I mean, I don't think everybody necessarily even finds it in their life, but I think...that is something that we strive for. And the dating process is just like auditions. You're just learning about people, and then someone gets the part, someone you cast in the leading role in your life.
So you're determined to, like, search out that person, and until you find that person, you're satisfied, what, being alone or or like maybe dating or?
I'm happy dating and stuff, but I don't do it just for the sake of doing it. Like mm-hmm. I definitely have an ulterior motive, and that's right. I wanna find that person. It's there's definitely a means to it. I mean, I'm trying to have fun in the meantime, but there's that emptiness there. That's just, you know, by playing the field, I just don't get that support I need.
So you're a sensitive guy, and you're looking for that Mrs. Right.
Yeah, well, if you want to put it in Dear Abby terms, yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, let's move on to Bo then. Bo, you're in a very stable marriage with 3 kids. I mean, you're happy where you are?
I'm extremely happy. It was probably the best decision I've ever made in my life. And I totally see where Luke is coming from. I mean, being my brother and all, we are pretty much, you know, sensitive guys. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I went through the same thing as him. And it's tough in the beginning. I mean, it's hard to find that Mrs. Right. But if you just keep looking and you're compassionate about it, you do find her. And the institution of marriage is just the ultimate thing for a man. It's great. It's the fusion of not just your bodies, but also your souls, your soulmates.
And what made Mary Lou so right for you, Bo?
It must have been, like, she just had this twinkle in her eye that I could just see so deep into her soul. Like, uh-huh. I just knew that her soul and my soul were, like, 2 souls that were made for each other.
What lucky dog. See, that's what I want. That's what I want, what you got. I look at that, and I'm just like, that's it, man.
You can get there. You will someday, man.
Right. Well, see, you know, I'm kind of in the opposite situation from you guys because, well, what can I say? I was looking, I thought, for exactly the same things, and I thought I'd found Mr. Right. And we've been married now for 5 years, and I have to admit, I've tried. I've put in the time.
Did you love him when you first married him? And up to what point did you think that you loved him? I mean, do you still love him?
When did it fade? When did it change?
And why?
Oh, well, I don't know. Can I put this into words? Let me see. Well, for me, yes, I did love him. I was both in love and in lust with him when
and
I met him.
And did he love you, too? I mean, was it a mutual thing? You really had that love? I mean, thing
that's
going
the only
on?
Way it works.
I think so. I really think that he did feel that way. You know, the thing is that it's really easy to be idealistic. And when you're in the white dress and you have this wonderful guy who's proposing to you and you're, there's a whole Cinderella, you know, fairy tale ideal that's behind a wedding.
Yeah.
And here I was walking down the aisle thinking that everything was going to be wonderful. We were going to have the 3 kids, the house and the dog and the BMW in the driveway. And all of a sudden we had the house and okay, we didn't have children, but there was something missing. And I think we started this on just an ideal and we weren't prepared for the realities of marriage. And it's much more than those ideals.
Well, it's nothing, but it's nothing that's unsurmountable. It's not anything you can't overcome with communication
and
genuine concern for the other person's well-being.
Yeah, but the thing is, where I'm at now, Luke, is I don't know if I can go on anymore. I mean, I think we've passed the point. Maybe we should have been doing that communicating way back before. And now I'm in this situation where I don't really want to be with him. Do I love him? I love him in the sense that I care about him because I've been with him for a long time. I don't want anything bad to happen to him. I want to be able to help him as a friend if possible. But I'm certainly not in lust with him. And here's the thing. I'm at this point in my marriage where I want to be with other people. I want to go out and I want to be with other people.
Oh, that's a shame.
What about if you were in this circumstance? I mean, what if your situation involved children? I mean, would you still think of ending the relationship? I mean,
yes.
What about children?
Well, all I can say is I'm thankful that I don't. But, you know, I think that would make it much more difficult. But in today's day and age, maybe we could have a relationship where I have the kids 1 week and they have the kids another week. But
so is that what you're going to do with your poodle?
Well, yes. I mean, that's another thing. I don't know what I'm going to do with the dog either, but
The dog is a superficial thing. That's just some sort of thing that you were using as some kind of glue to keep yourselves together. I think you should give it another chance. I mean, you've got this person. You've obviously made it this far. What you need to do is bring it to the next level. You need to have a child. You may need to make another commitment. I mean, life is just a series of commitments. You got to go deeper and deeper and keep challenging yourself. And it's too easy. People just throw things away when they don't work out. And
no.
I think people got to start seeing things through.
I agree,
I think,
Luke.
Well, that's your prerogative. But I think that people have to continue to challenge themselves and to continue to commit themselves to things. And then they realize only down the road, after they've made these commitments, oh, my God, I've had a very rich and fulfilling and beautiful life. And a child would be the thing that you need right now to get yourselves back on the same track and get yourself together and get back on that horse and go out there and have a beautiful, loving relationship again.
I totally agree.
Well, I totally don't. I don't think Daisy has to go back to, I mean, find another commitment to hold her in there, to string her into this relationship. I mean, she wants to find freedom. She wants to go find another soulmate. Let her be. Why should she be tied down?
Well, it wasn't necessarily a soulmate. It was just kind of mates.
Was it a one-night stand?
Yeah.
And turned into a marriage?
No. I was talking about when I get a divorce, uh-huh. I wasn't looking for other soulmates, just mates.
Oh. But you're looking for just, like, sexual partners.
Well, at the moment, yes.
Well, you can't do it like that. I mean, this is what I've been doing. This is the dilemma I have. I'm empty. I'm just like an empty vessel floating through the sea because I don't have that anchor to hold me to anything.
Well, you know, we are just basically extremes on one scale, aren't we, Luke?
Well, I guess so, but I just would say from my position, I mean, the grass can always look greener from where you're sitting, but I mean, it isn't always necessarily so. And I think that you think you'll have this, you'll gain all this freedom and stuff, but you're losing a whole lot of really important things.
Touché. You might come over to my green grass and not find it so green.
Well, yeah, but I haven't experienced what you've experienced yet. I've never had that happy unity with one other person and stuck it out with for 5 years.
Exactly.
I've never been able to do that.
But I have, and I agree with Luke. I think that instead of looking for other sexual escapades, you should be looking for the new partner in your life, your soulmate. I mean, it's... There's nothing like having this, like, mutual respect for one each other. It's like, let me give you an example. Like, I work, you know, a little bit, like, after 7 o'clock sometimes. And, you know, I might want to go out and have a couple beers with my colleagues. So, you know, I'll be back by 10, and I call my wife, and I say, darling, I'm going to be a little late, maybe about 10:30. And she's like, darling, no problem.
I mean, that's beautiful.
That's mutual respect.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's not like you got an albatross around your neck or anything. It's liberating. I think once you find it, you realize that you have a whole different realm of freedom that you weren't even aware existed.
Totally.
Freedom to be yourself. Freedom to, like, fully give of yourself to another person.
Well,
that's
sure,
true freedom.
It's
that's
freedom
true
for
freedom.
You guys who get out to go out and work and lead good lives while your wife is at home cooking and cleaning, and she has no, you know, personal satisfaction.
I'll stay at home. I would love to stay at home.
Well, me personally, I mean, I have my own chores that we do. We share the responsibilities of the house. I do laundry. I wash dishes. And, you know, I'll come home, be dead from work at, like, you know, 9 or something. I mean, it's really late. I go to bed by, like, 10. But, I mean, my wife is watching the baby all day, and she might have, like, corns or calluses on her feet, and they might stink, but I'll still massage them until my fingers almost bleed. That's what marriage is about.
Well, I don't know many guys like you two.
And I certainly don't.
And I don't think there are a lot of men that are
willing
to
do sacrifice.
That. Yeah.
They're everywhere. And men are just looking for the excuse. They have all this macho posturing and stuff that they just want to go out and meet a lot of chicks. But that's all a ruse. It's just because they're insecure and they
need... And you don't want to have sex with other women?
Oh, but he does. He's saying he's experimenting until he finds that right one.
But the sex is just an incidental. I'm not doing it in pursuit of sex. I'm not. I'm looking for someone who I'm compatible with sexually, but also emotionally and, like, intellectually.
Well, then why is it wrong for me to go out and have... And play the field and have sex with other people and find my soulmate?
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that you made this decision, and there's a certain sanctity to marriage that I think that's it's sacred, and you have to uphold it no matter what, and no matter what life throws at you. You've made this decision, and you didn't do it just because it was a fluke. I don't believe any marriages happen by accident. I think that if you're going to go that far, it's magic, and you know it's magic, and you know it's going to work out.
Well, yeah. See, but she doesn't feel it. She doesn't know that it's magic.
But
she doesn't feel it at all.
At the time, she did, and she's just lost something that used to be there, and she just has to rekindle that again.
What
it's still there. It doesn't just go away. People just don't like have something and it disappears.
What if she was mistaken?
Well, she was mistaken. Well, then I don't think she did. I don't think people make mistakes like that. When it comes to matters of the heart, I think you know. You know right off the bat. In matters of the heart, you can be wrong about math equations, and you can be wrong about, like, your positions on things or like, on historical facts. But matters of the heart, you're always right.
But like Michael Jackson and
Lisa Marie
Presley or Dennis Rodman and Carmen Electra.
I don't know these people, but I think if they were going to make the big plunge, if they were going to go out and get married and make this huge commitment to each other as this united whole, two candles becoming one, you know, I think that something was there that is still there. It's just the thing that made it work is dormant now, and it's a matter of trying to find it again and bring it back up. And
okay.
I think anything is like can be overcome. Any kind of conflict you have, if you're in the bond of marriage and you had the idea in the first place,
oh, that's
it's
a
real.
Little naive,
it's real.
Luke.
No, it's real.
How about not trying to rekindle that fire, but just say, hey, the flame is gone, it's died out, and you're never going to find it again. So why not go and try to, you come to a mutual understanding and say, hey, let's go and find another companion, or just find happiness in our lives.
I think that's a very defeatist attitude.
And why
I think
is it defeatist?
I think it creates a really dangerous pattern for the rest of your life. If something just doesn't work out, like it works, you kind of get a thrill off it, and then it starts going on, and all of a sudden it doesn't have the same kick it used to have. It's a diminished return you're getting from it.
Okay.
Then you don't just give up from it and walk away. I mean, what are you going to walk away from things your whole life?
Okay.
Sometimes you've got to put yourself on the line, and this is one of those things where you have to
all
do
right.
that.
Okay, Luke. Well, here's Sally and Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And Sally and Ben, they grew up in high school together, and they had a wonderful relationship, and they did the whole fairy tale wedding, and they thought they were very happy. And, well, somewhere along the line, Ben kind of got a little bit violent, and he would beat Sally and beat the children, and Sally tried to get him help, but he wouldn't get help. And then Sally said, well, you know, but this is the dream of our marriage. Should I stay here? And what about the children? And there comes a point, don't you think, when a woman in a situation like that should leave?
Well, you left a part out there because you just said all of a sudden he started beating them up. What changed? Like, what did she do? How did she change that made him start beating them up? Like, I mean, obviously there was
exactly.
something there, and it shifted, and the situation was made differently. That caused the man to start becoming violent.
Did you cheat on him?
He didn't have that in high school. I mean, I hope if he was doing that in high school and she didn't like it,
well,
I assume
some
she doesn't.
Some people have violent tendencies and they don't manifest them until later life, and perhaps he just manifested them. Maybe it was Ben's fault and not Sally's fault.
Well, maybe, but I mean, I'm obviously not. He just didn't wake up
one day. You're attacking women. That's what you're doing.
No, I'm not. No,
you
I'm
are.
Not. I'm not at all. I'm just saying that obviously something changed in the situation. And maybe it was within Ben. Like, maybe it was frustration
exactly.
with his job or something like that.
Maybe
this.
It was with him.
I'm not saying that. And I guess in that situation, yeah, I mean, it makes it a lot harder. But I still think it's overcomable. I think that if he could just, if you just took the fighting element out, the him hitting them, then it would be a good marriage again, right?
Or if she could learn to fight back a little bit.
Sure.
You know, defend herself a
well,
little
bit. Well, that might escalate things. Maybe that's not good. I don't think violence in a marriage is really going to...
But then maybe he would see her as his equal again, and then they could get on with things.
Possibly. Possibly.
Well, what about, okay, Mr. Love.
Yeah.
Please tell me then what I'm going to do. Here I am living with this guy, and I obviously have... Well, I'm married to him, and I obviously have some problems with him, but my thing is that I have met another man at work, and I'm very attracted to him, and I'd like to have sexual relations with him. Now, how do I stop myself from doing that?
Well, see, you've already created a pattern for yourself, though, because you had the same feelings for this guy that you did for your husband. Is it going to go down the same way?
I don't want to get married again.
Well,
why?
You have to. If it's the right thing, if you feel that kind of attraction to him, you have to. You have
well,
to
you
like
can't
consummate
have,
it.
You can't have consummated with sex? You can't have sexual relations with someone without being married?
You're doing that.
Of course I am, but I'm just doing it to discover about people. I'm trying to get at their inner souls.
And you can only do that because you're a man and we can't because we're female? And
I'm not saying that.
It's not as good. I mean, having sexual relations with just a... you know, a person that you meet in a bar or something means nothing. It's two-dimensional. It doesn't matter, like, how sexy they are.
Okay, Daisy, just, you know, tell him let's meet at the bar and meet him all you want and do whatever you want with him.
I mean, but
yeah,
the...
well, you know, there's a certain animal kind of instinct in humans, and maybe sometimes sex for the sake of sex is okay, too. Why does sex always have to be for love? Why can't I fulfill my pure...
animal
physical
magnetism.
Physical desires.
Because you're married.
Okay. Well, if I get a divorce, I'm not going to be married anymore.
Yeah, but, okay. Well, then go ahead. Get a divorce. But, I mean, it's your life. I mean, you're screwing up your life.
Totally.
Why is that screwing up her life? Why does divorce have to ruin your life?
Because she's turning her back on the greatest thing that's ever happened to her. That's why.
The institution of marriage.
Exactly.
Have you met my husband? No.
No, I have not.
Yes. So I don't think you're qualified to speak about it, Mr. Love.
Well, obviously he must have something going for him because you married him and you've lived with him for 5 years.
Yes, but that has gone. I'm not in love with this person anymore. I want to have sex with other
people. It was a mistake, she said.
Or maybe, you know, you just weren't trying hard enough. You have to spice up your marriage. Like, you have to bring some toys into the bedroom. Spice it up, you know.
No, spice it up by bearing another child so that you are... completely and forever eternally committed to that relationship?
That's my brother Luke's idea. You know, he's not married yet. He doesn't know, but I am. I have experience. And yes, of course, we have our troubles every once in a while, but...
he just wants free sex like you, okay?
That's not true.
That's not true.
I want a committed...
Don't get so defensive.
I'm looking for a committed relationship, and I tell this to girls up front before I sleep with them. That I'm looking for something serious, but sometimes it just doesn't click.
I want to hear about the toys.
I say that's a line.
I mean, masks and special. I have order catalogs from Japan, which are really great. I spend a lot of money on batteries a month, but it's totally worth it. I mean, when you have an altercation and all it takes is like a double dong dildo to rectify it, it's it's no problem. I don't see anything wrong with that. And, you know, it's the thing with the people today. They're so easy, like my brother was saying, to just, you know, throw away a marriage. But you're talking about going out and having sex because
you
love
stuff.
Well, would
you be willing to, if your wife said to you, okay, I love you, but I want another person to involved with us.
Or I want to be sexually satisfied by not a dildo, but by the real thing.
If that's what it would take to like keep the fire in our marriage alive, yes, then I would.
You would let another man, if your wife said to you, "No, I want another man to satisfy me. I want to open our marriage and take in new sexual partners." You would do that for your wife?
Yes, I would.
Even though that's like kind of breaking your marriage vows, I mean, that's just as good as going out and having an affair.
Well, that depends on what kind of religion you have or what kind of standards and...
But you guys are talking about the sanctity of marriage and the vows and not breaking it and how you
exactly,
should be forever committed
which means
to
that
each other.
We would do anything it takes to keep that alive.
But do you really... Can you sit here and honestly look me in the eye, Bo, and tell me...
Look at her in the eye!
And tell me...
Don't roll your eyes.
You could watch another man having relations with Mary Lou.
I mean, if what it took was for if she asked that,
don't break down on us.
If she asked me, you know, to have some sort of deviant relationship in bed, then that's what I had to do. That's what I would do.
But I just asked you, what about the sacred vows of your marriage that you supposedly uphold so highly?
But, I mean, if it's something that your partner wants, I don't think you have to be limited by traditional ideas of marriage. Of course, we're living in changing times, and people have different needs and different things that turn them on and stuff. And, I mean, there's room within a marriage to change some of those standard perceptions. I think it's important that people make their own definitions of marriage. I think it's important that they seek out what's best for them. And within a marriage, no one can touch that. That's just you and your partner making it work however it has to happen.
So why can't the same apply for Daisy? I mean, what if her and her husband came to a mutual agreement that their marriage isn't going to go anywhere from here. I mean, that they mutually agree that this is the point where, you know, they're going to...
Well, that's exactly what we're saying. We want her to try something before she just gives up on her marriage.
Not give up. I'm not saying try. I'm saying they both agree that they're going to both go their own ways, that they have tried.
I just think that that's a dangerous pattern to get into. I think once you've made that...
So it's a pattern. Doing it once isn't... It's not like you're going to divorce 100 times in your life.
But you might get married. If you get married 100 times, what's to stop you from divorcing?
Well, maybe I don't want to get married again. And, you know, everybody doesn't have to speak for me. I don't want to get married again. And the thing is, I think it's probably innately human for us to want to have more than one partner. And if I'm married a man that cannot fulfill my needs, then why should the responsibility and onus be on myself to fix that?
But people, it works better if you just stay with the one person.
Yeah.
It works better.
Why do you have to be with one person? I never want to get married. I'm perfectly satisfied living my own life. And, you know, you can perfectly have a partner and not get married. You can live the rest of your life with one partner. Why must you get married? Is it some inevitable thing that you have to cross?
Sure, and even if she doesn't want to get married, I mean, if she chooses to have a single life
and be faithful to him,
or not even have a partner, right? Yeah, or not even have a partner. In today's society, there are several options. If she wanted to be a mother, a single mother is nothing new in today's society. There's surrogate mothers. I mean, you know, there's so many opportunities out there for a woman. Why do I have to choose this archaic patriarchal system that men created?
Well,
marriage.
No, well, I mean, I'm sorry it's come to it that you see it that way, but I just think that you're missing out on one of the great treasures of life.
And how do you know? You're not even married. You just have this idealistic marriage idea in your head,
okay,
right?
Okay, well, how about this? I'll appeal to you on a more of a legalistic and pragmatic angle. I mean, if without marriage, you don't get all these tax breaks and stuff. You don't get the same benefits that you get if you're married. If you're single and you're just living together, no one's gonna. That's not gonna hold up in a court of law. There's so many benefits you get just from a pragmatic point of view.
I'll play your game. I'll adopt the kid. Ha!
But you won't get respect from society.
Society does not respect
single mothers or single women.
Why not?
Because society is ruled by a government of white conservative men, and therein lies the problem or the rub.
Okay, what about this? All right, Beau, I honestly don't believe you are satisfied with your marriage. You're not lustful of your wife, and she isn't of you. You guys are in it on your marriage. It's a functional marriage. You guys feel like you have to be with each other. You have to raise this picture-perfect family. Exactly. And you are tied down by your kids and your dog and your BMW and your two-door garage.
Have you never seen them together, the way they fawn over each other and dote on each other?
In front of others, sure.
You're saying that from, you know, lack of experience. You just haven't been there. Once you cross over to the other side, then maybe we can have this conversation.
I don't want to be on the other side. I'm perfectly happy living the life that I am.
Sure, promiscuous, and you saw another man every other night, and, you know, you don't know if you have a disease or, you know.
Ignorance is bliss.
Exactly.
And I get my pap smear every 6 months.
Doesn't matter. The thing is, it's not, you're just thinking about sex because of sex. It's just pure lust, and it's not what it's all about. It's about, like, yes,
well,
of course.
Well, you're not thinking about the lust when you use those toys with your wife?
No. Maybe she is, but to me...
It's really
the ultimate of coming together. That fusion of marriage and love is intercourse with each other. And it's not just the function of it. It's more like a union of our souls coming together. Ooh. And it's not like, you know, I think of other women as attractive, and I think, wow, she is really beautiful, and but it's more of an attraction to my wife. I mean, even when I see her naked with her stretch marks and, you know, rolls, that doesn't matter to me. It's just like I don't even see that.
Right.
They're not even there.
Well, that's a beautiful thing if that's true. But for most people, love doesn't exist on that level. And you can be with people and they become unattractive to you. And why at this age? My mistake was, I'll admit it, I don't have a problem with that. I can admit my mistakes. My mistake was marrying too young. And now I'm at this point in my life where I want to move on. I need to progress, and I feel I'm not progressing with my husband. He has not progressed.
And how does he feel about it? Does he know about it?
Well, actually, he still wants to remain married, but he is still the same person that he was 5 years ago, and I feel I've evolved, and I don't want to be with him. I can't connect with him on the same intellect, that same level, that same soul meeting that I had with him 5 years ago has gone. And I'm not attracted to him, not in the slightest bit. In fact, when he touches me, I'd rather puke.
No, you're just going through a phase. It'll pass. Everybody goes through it. It's true. I think that attraction, you know, it comes and goes, but really, when it's the right thing...
Believe me, baby,
it
it's
never
gone.
Ends. No.
And it might also be, I mean, you seem to be getting close to that age of, like, menopause, so maybe that's it, like, you know...
Menopause after 5 years of marriage when she got married young?
I'm only 30 years old.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyways, I don't see the reason why someone has to remain married or get married. I mean, you can seek out a different lifestyle for yourself, and that doesn't mean being promiscuous every night and sleeping with another man or woman. You can
It does mean that if you just can't seem to... Well, I mean...
But
you can't seem to find that one person that does it for you and draws you into their world so much, you want to be a part of their world. You love everything about this person. You want to know what they think. You
want to
know what they feel. When you meet them, you know, food tastes better and like colors are more vibrant and stuff. And
you leave the door open when you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, there's a trust there. There's a freedom and there's a genuine like ecstatic. A rapturous joy.
Well, then
that
let
you
me
get
ask
from
you
just
this:
giving
boys,
of yourself to another person.
But must you marry them? Why do you have to make a vow and marry someone and have? It's just a piece of paper. It's
and,
a license.
Oh, no,
and
no.
Furthermore, here you are, Bo. You know, going on and on and on about the virtues of a marriage. Your marriage vows. When you walked into that sanctified institution called the church, told you that you were only allowed to have sexual relations with your wife. And here you are inviting virtual strangers into your boudoir. And how can you justify that?
Excuse me, Miss Know-It-All. It was actually a synagogue. Our rules are different there.
Excuse me, the Jewish religion says that you can invite strangers into your bedroom.
Yes.
I think not.
Actually, yeah, no, it doesn't actually say that, I don't think. But it goes back to my other point earlier that, like, it's not always the letter of the law. Sometimes you have to abide by the spirit of the law. Do you know what I'm saying?
And people? What is the law? What? The words on the certificate of your marriage license?
Well, actually, it doesn't come in a little certificate with, like, little rules on it.
Because the government says you're allowed to live and fornicate with this person, then it's okay?
Well, it's not only okay.
Yes.
It's great that you can know that this person is going to be for you there all the time, through thick and thin. You know, no matter what kind of trials and tribulations
life
will throw
at you. Well, that person isn't going to be there because I'm not going to be there for my husband. I want a divorce.
But then you're not keeping up your end of the agreement that you made.
The agreement that what? My local government or my Senate told me that I had to fulfill?
Hey, the agreement
that went void and null.
No. The government didn't force you to get married. I'm sorry. But, I mean, you took that decision upon yourself.
I did, and I admitted my mistakes. I made a mistake. I got married to the wrong guy. But how can you sit there on your sanctimonious pedestal...
Single.
...and tell me that I should stay with this man who I am totally, 100% unhappy and unsatisfied with, and I can't move on with my life? Give me one good reason.
Okay. All right. If you acknowledge that you made a mistake, I guess I'll say I'll write on that. But I still think that you're taking the wrong tack. I don't think that you should give up on the institution of marriage or the institution of love, you know? I mean, of like forever love, you know? The kind of love that just keeps on giving and giving.
You haven't tried hard enough.
Yeah.
Well, maybe somewhere down the track, if you guys let me get a divorce, I might find that guy.
No, I mean, it's a free country. You can do whatever you want. I'm just saying, don't don't sell yourself short by saying, like, the whole thing's a sham. I mean, obviously, there has to be some kind of merit to it. Look how many people do it.
Exactly.
Everybody gets married. It's the
thing
to do.
And everybody gets divorced these days. Look at the divorce rate. It's above 50% now for the past 20 years.
I'm not saying that's right. I don't think that's right. I think that's wrong.
Because people go into marriage for the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
And they do it because they want to conform to society.
And too soon without knowing for sure that they really want to commit to that sort of relationship. Why must you commit to... You can get married at the age of 40 for the first time and only time in your life.
Sure.
Amen.
You can find one committed partner and live with them or have relations with them for 20, 30 years without having a marriage license to bond you guys together.
Oh, no. Well, of course. Well, okay, I believe that you can find love at any point in your life.
So as long as you find that love, that one person, right, in your book, but you don't have to get married. After you find that person, then you can go ahead and get married if you want to. But why force it on someone else when it may not suit them? Maybe it was a mistake.
I'll tell you why. Is because you can never really trust your partner until you have that commitment. They're signed on the dotted line. Until you have that, then there's the ultimate trust. It goes beyond human intellect. You can't even imagine what it's like because you're not married.
Then perhaps your love isn't as solid as you think it is if you need a signature on a dotted line instead of the trust and the bond and the honesty that you have with each other.
Okay, if you are right, Bo, that the thing that melds and meshes two people together is that signature on the dotted line. Then how do you feel about the fact that my sister, who I love with all my heart and my soul, who has been there through thick and thin, through all the things in my life, I could go on for so long, but that's another story. She is a lesbian. And I'm proud to say that. I don't have any problems with saying that in public. I don't. But anyway, she is a lesbian. And she's been involved in a relationship. She's 15 years older than me, by the way. She's 45. She's been involved in a relationship now for 20 years. 20 years. They've been devoted to each other. They have an adopted child. They love each other with all their heart. They're wonderful too. They're better than you and Mary Lou. They don't even have to bring in toys and other women or whatever. But they are completely happy together. And they can't get married. They can't sign on that dotted line. And what do you have to say to that?
Let me respond to that. You know, because your sister is a sexual deviant in our society, you know, and she's not able to actually have a real marriage. And I think she probably regrets that.
Excuse me, Deviant, wasn't it you telling us about you bring strangers into your bedroom?
That was a sacrifice to keep my marriage alive.
And isn't that
You are a hypocrite.
And those marriage vows are supposed to be between two, and they're supposed to be sacred in your words. They're not so sacred anymore after you've invited half the neighborhood into your bedroom.
Well, okay, what is the goal? What is the goal of sex? I mean, what is the whole point of it? Is it for pleasure? Well, maybe as a sort of a distraction. I mean, I think the purpose is for procreation. I don't think people should just be getting together and shagging just to have, like,
see, this is the misconception that the rest of society, especially the male population, seems to have. A homosexual relationship is not about sex. It's about the fact that two people love each other just the same as a man and a woman love each other. They don't feel that way with another person. They only feel that way with one another because the person they're with is their soulmate, the person you're seeking, Luke. Mm-hmm. So you, sitting there on your little preaching pedestal, just telling me about going out and finding your soulmate, when my sister has her soulmate, she's been with her for 20 years, faithful, Bo, hasn't had any strangers in the bedroom. She is happy, and they are together, and they're solid. They are solidified. They're gelled.
I don't think that they don't. I don't think they have monogamous relationships. I think there always is. There, you gotta admit, with homosexual relationships, there's always some fooling around with
other
people.
Why? I'm sorry. I know my sister. I know her. You don't.
And also with lesbians, I mean, I'm sure they're not totally sexually satisfied.
Yeah.
How could they be? I mean, it's just tongues and fingers. What?
And neither are you, and that's why you need your dildo, right?
Yeah, well, obviously you're doing something wrong, Bo.
Well,
I'm performing up to your...
No, see, you don't understand. I'm just... It's to be creative.
Pardon?
It's to be creative in the bedroom and not keep it monotonous. and to, you know, just to keep it spicy. It's just a little extra, extra added on.
Well, maybe if you had the equipment, you wouldn't need any other equipment.
I'll tell you what's monotonous. Monotonous is like going out every night, picking up some, like, babe in a bar, taking
like
them
home,
having, like, wild sex with them, and then waking up in the morning, they make you breakfast, and they leave.
That's disgusting.
It's terrible. It doesn't do it for me.
Well, that's fine. My sister is not doing that, and her partner isn't doing that either. Why can't she have the same rights as you? If marriage is all right for you and Mary Lou, Bo, I want it to be all right for Helen.
Well, fair enough. Fair
and
enough.
Ready.
I'll side with you on that. I'll say that. Yeah, I'll say that the institution of love and marriage, it goes beyond anything. Beyond like. Sexual orientation, beyond race, creed, color, belief, anything. I think love is the thing that erases all those boundaries, all those distinctions that we try to build up between each other. I think love is the great bulldozer of ideological conflict. And I think that is the thing. That is the thing. The main, the most important thing, the enforcer, the prime mover of love.
Yes, sir, Jimmy Swagger.
Is
Amen.
Marriage. It's marriage. And that's what makes it love.
Well, why can't they have marriage?
Why can't you not
answer my question?
I agree. They should. I mean, thinking it over, I think that they should.
I disagree.
If they're truly in love and they truly want to go all the way with it and they're having the kind of thing that I've been dreaming of all these years, then who am I to say that they can't have that or that
what?
They shouldn't be able to make it all right? But then you're contradicting yourself. You're saying that they should get married.
Well, I'm saying that they've found each other. That's fine. In my case, I haven't found that person. I'm a completely different case, Luke. Completely different.
But if you found that person, would you get married again?
If I was able to find that person who satisfied me on every level, emotionally, physically, sexually, yes, I would go for it. I'd get the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, and then 5 years later, divorce.
Why does the epitome of life have to surround a companion or marriage or love? I mean, why do you need that? Why can't you have a fulfill your life and have a satisfying life with work and friends and a nice social life?
You know, humans are innately gregarious. They need people around them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got lots of people around me. What about it?
That's not the same thing. I mean, having friends and loose contacts and acquaintances and stuff, that's shallow. I mean, everybody has that, and of course it's important. But what you're looking for, the whole point of life, I believe, is making that one true commitment where you just give everything of yourself and you don't even know where you stop and the other person begins
okay,
and vice
versa. Okay, we've heard it all before, Luke. And actually, you know, I know that most of you know, I've known Luke for quite a while.
Mm.
And there are a few things in your argument that don't quite kind of gel, Luke. Like, for example, you were saying that when you're with a woman...
Mm-hmm.
You let her know that you're looking for something more,
mm-hmm.
and then you go ahead and you have relations with her, and if it doesn't work out, you move on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you tell the women you hire down on the corner of Fifth Avenue?
Hey, now don't go slinging mud at me now. That's a whole different, I'm not even going to comment. I'm not even going to justify those comments.
And you're talking about the cycle that's going to form. I mean, throwing away each woman after every night, one night stand. I mean, isn't that forming a cycle just like,
she's
going
to divorce. And what about those women's feelings? Do you think they're chattels?
I'm not talking about one night stands here. I'm talking several nights, you know. Several nights to work out some sort of like rapport with the person. I mean, there's the initial rapport, like in a bar or a nightclub or something, and maybe you have a bit of a rapport. And then you go home and you get more of a rapport.
And the next night you just can't send her home, so you have another night with her.
Yeah, and also.
What's the criteria you're judging these women on? I mean, do you find out if they can cook, or do you find out if they do your laundry well enough, or if they can iron?
No.
Or
they
you know.
No. I mean, just like you know, little things like compatibility things, just like. Just things they might say or do, or maybe they just...
How they perform in bed?
Don't like certain things about them. It has nothing to do with that, as I've said before. I think I've said that
so
before.
So why don't you be more specific? What about what they say or do or... What?
Well, I don't know. Like, if I say something to them, and I think that one thing that they would say would be really funny, and then they say something totally different, that's a sure sign that maybe it's not meant to be. Like... I want someone who's kind of like a mirror reflection of me as a woman. And I don't think that's asking too much.
Why don't you marry your mirror?
And you're not answering the question why you have to conform to society's ideal
picture where you have to find that other love in your life and marry them. No. I mean, why can't you live a life like me? I have a nice job, and I'm satisfied with what I do. I have many friends, and I have a companion. I have a companion, but we have come to a mutual understanding that we will not marry, but we are still committed to
and
each other.
And you're in a monogamous relationship,
yes.
Right? Right. She's having sex with one person. They're happy, but they don't want... Their relationship, excuse me, is on a completely different spiritual plane.
And
they don't need the signature on the dotted line.
No. And since we're not restricted to your morality rules, we could probably get divorced anytime we want, huh?
I just think you're full of hot air, though. I think you're just talking. I mean, it's like, oh, we have this big thing and it's just a spiritual plane. Well, put your money where your mouth is. Sign the dotted line.
Oh, ye who has no partner...
Hey, at least I'm looking and I know what I'm looking for.
And a blank dotted line.
Yeah, but at least I know what I'm looking for. And I
know what I'm looking for. I found what I'm looking for.
So marry it.
I don't want to marry it. I'm happy. I am perfectly satisfied. I'm not insecure enough to need that signature. I have his signature.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
That's why you're not doing it.
Right.
Why?
You guys
why?
Have no idea what you are talking
you're
about.
You're just going to be a black sheep in society. People are not going to respect your
That's
couple.
Exactly. That's
And
what
it
I'm
seems like
about.
you have no respect for society because you're just going to live in sin. And then once
why
you guys
is
have
it sin? Living in sin, why?
Sin?
Why
sin? Don't go there, Bo. Sin? Excuse me, who's been sinning, Bo?
Go back to your synagogue.
What?
People are going to laugh at you guys, you know.
Why? What is conforming to society? Why must you conform to this ideal that society upholds to you?
Do you always have to be a rebel? You always have to be a deviant?
Yeah, I'm a rebel without
well,
a cause.
And then, you?
No. And then the first time that you have a small little tiff, then anyone can just leave. And then that's the end of the relationship. And then what do? You're either left alone or you have to go and do the same thing over again, have your one-night stands... And do all this disgusting stuff.
You know what? You know that I've never cheated on my man, and...
How would I know?
And you know what? I just said, yes, exactly. I don't have that piece of paper that holds us together and binds us together. We have our own respect and the trust that we have
with
each other.
It's a facade.
Well, I tell you what, facade. Well, here you go. I mean, I've been married for 5 years, and what am I seeking after 5 years of this... marital bliss that you guys are talking about. I'm seeking freedom. Absolutely. I want freedom. I want the freedom to go here or to go there and then to come home when I want to. And if I want to bring him home, then that's who I'll bring home. That's what I'm seeking. I want freedom. I want control over my life. I don't want anyone, whether it be the government or a man, to tell me what to do.
Okay, fair enough. But you got to understand that it won't be like that forever. I mean, you're not going to want it. Once you get it again, you're not going to want that kind of freedom. You're going to seek out the kind of freedom that all people really want deep down inside, whether they acknowledge it or not, and that is the freedom to fully give of themselves to another person and to be bonded forever in holy matrimony.
Now, I'll agree up to everything you said except the holy matrimony, the last two words. Why holy matrimony? Why do you need that piece of paper?
Of course
I'm sorry,
you think that.
You
You're
don't.
Like a Satanist. You're living in sin.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he who has not sinned, throw the first stone.
What are you talking about?
You married your high school sweetheart. That's the only girl you were ever with. Look at that. They've been together how
many
years?
And all the other women that he's invited into their bedroom.
We lost our virginities together.
Excuse me. There are many mansions in the Lord's house.
What?
Speechless, eh?
Yeah, I don't know.
He who is sitting there telling us about religion and holy vows, you've broken yours several times already.
Well, yeah, well, like people who live in glass houses take showers in the basement, right?
Oh, ha-ha.
Come on, let's not throw sticks and stones at each other, gang. Let's get together on this.
Well, the problem is we have fundamental differences here. I believe that I should be in control of my freedom, and I don't want a man to dictate that. And Viv just wants to be able to have her relationship on her own terms.
Okay, well, this shouldn't become a battle of the sexes. I don't want to sound like I'm coming off preaching as a man to a woman. I'm just talking about, like...
Well, you are.
Well, just because I'm a man, but if I was a woman saying this to you, would you feel that, you know, you're being railed at by another woman? No, just because I'm a man doesn't mean that I'm trying to take the male viewpoint and try to lord things over you. I'm just saying that my point of view is that love is eternal and love is great. It's the only thing. Love redeems all. It's the most important thing.
This is the man that said it was okay for a man to hit a woman. You know what?
I didn't say it was okay.
Luke, but it is.
Luke, you would agree with me that this society is a patriarchal society, right?
To a degree.
Which degree would that be?
To a large degree.
Okay. And women, when they enter the institution of marriage, they are, whether you do it subconsciously or consciously, expected to perform a certain role.
Mm-hmm.
And they fall into that role because society wants them to fall into that role. And I don't accept that. I reject that. I absolutely reject that. I'm looking for something more in my life. I don't want to be another statistic in society. I've already made myself that. I'm a divorcee, or almost. So I don't want to be this woman who cooks and cleans and is barefoot and pregnant for somebody who doesn't even appreciate it.
And the reason why it is pointless to point this out to Beau and Luke is because you guys are stuck in your own little worlds over there. And Beau, you're not even married. You haven't even found your companion. I am married. Oh, I'm sorry. Luke, you haven't even found your companion. You're still going out there night after night, banging this girl and that. And
Hey, okay, you say
you want to make this commitment after you've made that step, then come back to us and preach to us, okay?
All right, look, I think I can be allowed to dream. I mean, I'm just, of course we're all just giving our opinions on these things.
Dreamweaver.
I'm not trying to come off as being condescending or kind of trying to preach or lord anything over anybody. I'm just saying that, like, sometimes you have to look at things beyond yourself. You have to have faith in something that's bigger than yourself. Yeah.
Please look beyond yourself here.
Well, I'm trying to.
You know, I could look at it from your point of view and say, well, look at you, you hypocritical prick. Go and find yourself a companion. Go and get married. Why aren't you getting married? Why haven't you found your other love, your other companion?
And what about, how many girls are we talking about here? How many in general terms?
And what girl, if I happened to be that girl, I wouldn't want you because you're dirty now. You're filthy dirty.
You've been with every other girl on the block.
You are used.
Used property. And nobody wants to buy used cars anymore. They just don't run like they used
to. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Oh, come on. Now, don't turn this on me, all right? I'm doing my thing with...
We know you're doing your thing.
And don't get the wrong idea about what I'm doing either. It's a very chaste situation
honorable
I'm
thing?
Doing. Yes, I'm a very honorable... I'm a gentleman, damn it.
Well, a gentleman. Well, okay. Well, I'm not. I'm neither a gentleman or a lady, and I'm proud of that because I am who I am. And I want to be free to experience things, and whether that means me being with either a man in marriage or a woman in marriage, I want to be free to explore all avenues.
So what, you're going to be a lesbian now?
You're a lesbian like your sisters?
Just because your marriage doesn't work out? See, this is what I'm talking about. People go off to these, like, roads less traveled that are really just deviant and aren't right and don't contribute to the procreation
of
humankind.
What makes it not right?
Because divorce. Divorce makes it not right.
I traveled the road less traveled and that made all the difference.
No, that's not how it goes.
And what if Daisy were not to get a divorce? What if she weren't to get a divorce but still seek out other mates like Beau in his righteous marriage is doing right now?
I didn't seek out other mates. I just said that my... significant
you said bring
other.
It on. You said bring it
I,
on.
I accepted her proposal if that would spice up and bring some creativity to the bedroom. That's all. And the bedroom is only one aspect of the marriage. There's so many other aspects of it that we haven't even touched on yet.
Does it
like
hurt
electronics?
You, does it hurt you though, Beau, when she is screaming another man's name?
That is a little painful, but that's something that I can get over. I mean, I'm doing it for the ultimate goal of keeping the marriage together. I mean, it's hard work, like people say, but...
I have this problem here. I think Beau is more concerned with the marriage than he is with the relationship.
No.
And upholding
you totally
the image of how it looks to other people.
That is part of it, but that you're totally missing the point. There's so much more to it than that. We have an understanding between each other, which you guys seem like you obviously will... don't understand and will never understand.
No, because I'm saying the same thing to you. I have an understanding with my companion.
That's not an understanding.
I mean, so why can you not be with each other and have, actually, which is the most innocent and most simple kind of love, is the understanding and the trust that you have with each other.
Which comes to the question, what is love? What is your understanding of love? Having a piece of paper, vows?
No.
In front of a preacher?
No.
Then what is your ideal of love?
The vows come after the love. The vows in the paper are just sort of an affirmation and a public statement
of
like...
A seal of approval?
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, demean it if you like. But, I mean, the bottom line is... Love is what love is. And, I mean, I guess it's just different to different people. I have a deeper understanding of it. That's all.
I think that's exactly what the problem is the definition of love is so different for all of us that we are coming at opposite ends of each other. Bo apparently thinks that love is the fulfillment of society's ideal of marriage and creating that perfect home and family. While Luke is still searching to fulfill those shoes, and Daisy here thinks she thought that she was conforming and then that was probably the right thing to do, but comes to realize that she has evolved into a different person and this may not be exactly what she was looking for. She was a little too eager to maybe step into the role that society has expected of her.
Well, you know, I guess, look, all I can say is that when I went into this, I was young. And I really didn't know what I know now. I thought I was in love with the guy. I thought I knew this guy. I didn't know this guy. And he just wasn't, how can I say, he just couldn't satisfy me. In many ways, on a physically, a spiritually, an emotional level, I feel I've grown. And I feel that he hasn't grown. And I'm at this place in my life right now where I'm feeling... boxed in. I feel I can't breathe. I want to break free. I want to be on my own. I want that freedom. I am seeking, essentially, freedom. That's what I'm looking for. And I know that I'm not going to be able to find that with my husband. I want to move on. I'm ready to move on. This is my rite of passage in my life. This is my epiphany, if you like.
Okay. I understand where you're coming from. And I feel for you. I have a great amount of compassion for your situation, and I don't want to come off as being vindictive or anything. I just hope that what we've spoken about here will maybe sway you back to the side of love and to the side of that holy institution of marriage, because you had a bad experience. You weren't the first one. I mean, many people have had these experiences. I've had them myself. I didn't take it as far, of course, but I mean, we've all loved and lost. We've all had, you know, love unrequited. But I think the thing is that we should all hopefully come away with at the end of this discussion is that love conquers all and we should never give up on it.
I think marriage is on many different levels and there are problems in certain levels and you just have to solve those problems whatever way you can. You guys are totally way off base with what you're talking about and I think you should reconsider your opinions.
Speaking of way off base, is you, Bo. I mean, with your sanctuary love and your devoted family and this and that, and then you go off and invite other people into your bedroom. That's what I just call ridiculous, okay? You don't need a piece of paper to say that you are going to be together forever. That's just a piece of paper. And if you love each other and trust each other and have enough respect for each other, you don't need anything to say that, yes, we give you permission to be together.
But I still love you guys.
Yeah, I guess that's the bottom line.
Love conquers all.
We're still friends. Okay.